Shabbat Shalom, Shavuot Tov.
Shabbat Shalom.
How are you, Brandy?
I'm fine.
We'll be starting momentarily.
Okay.
All right, we will start with the Lashon Yakub. Lashon Yakub could travel to Ishkin David, Hilo, Erkimu, Erkimu, Hilo, Reakta, Shame, Yudhe, Bavavhe, the Yehuda, Shalim, the Shem, Kol Yisrael, Hine Anachnu, Bayim, Lakayim, Mitzvat, Sefirata, Omer. לעשות נחת רוח לעוצרנו ולעשות רצון בורנו. עלינו מעשה ידינו, כנימי עלינו מעשה ידינו, כנימי עלינו. אדוני אלוהים, יגמור בעדי, אדוני אלוהים, חסדך לעולם, מעשה ידיך. אל תרף אקרא לאלוהים, עליון לאל, גומר עלי. ונאמר ועבור עלייך וערך, מתפוססת בדמייך ויאמר, לך בדמייך חיי ויאמר, לך בדמייך חיי. ברכי נפשי את אדוני, אלוהי וואי, אלוהים, אדוני, אלוהי וואי, אלוהי גדלת מאוד, עוד בהדר לבשת, עוטה אור כשלמה, נוטה שמיים קריאה. Start the blessing, the Om Makif, the surrounding light, the unity of Zerampin with Malchut. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohi Wahi Yudhei Vavhei Eloheinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Vetzivanu al sefirat ha-omer. Ha-yom shisa u-shloshim yom la-omer shehem chamisha shavuot v'yom echad. Today is the 36th day of the Omer, which is 5 weeks and 1 day. The inner light. Harachaman hu yachatir avodat beit hamikdash lim koma bimhera biyameinu. And we should all say amen. The Psalm 67, the menorah psalm. We will stop at a letter, and then we will stop at a word. Ulam natsaya bingino mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu livarkenu. Ya'er pana vitanu sela. La da'at ba'aretz darkecha. Bekol goyim yeshuatecha. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam. Yismechu le'vilanenu le'umim. Ki tishpot amim shmishor ulum. The letter mem in the word ulumim. The letter mem creates water. Water is Torah. What aspect, what character traits are you keeping, holding on to as part of your comfort zone that prevents you from deeper study in Torah, in Kabbalah? In finding the time in your busy life to study Torah at the deepest levels. Umim ba'aretz tanhem selah. Yoducha amim Elohim, Yoducha amim kulam. The word kulam. Translates as everything. Translates as her. The gematria of kulam is 90. When we add the kolel, it becomes 91, indicating the unity of Zeratin and Malchut, the spiritual with the physical. Which of your character traits are preventing you from achieving that unification? Eretz natna yuhula yivarkenu, Elohim Eloheinu, yivarkenu, Elohim v'yiru. Oto kol afsei aretz. Yana bekoach. Ana bekoach. Gedulat shemimcha. Tati seruah. Alef bekimo yitap sadi. Taberinat amcha sagenu taharenu nora ufreshayim sintet nun nagibor dorshe yichudcha kevavat shamlen nun kimogalit yitkapshin. Barhem acharem rachamei sitkatcha tamid gam lev. Tetet Resh, Sarita Gimel. Tasim Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Nael Adatecha, Tetufet, Tet Nunayim. The letter Yud of the word Yachid. The letter Yud has a gematria of 10. It also has a gematria of 20 when it's fully spelled out. 20 represents the 10 sephirot of direct light and the 10 sephirot of returning light. The Yud connects directly to the name Hashem, as it is the first letter in that name. What are your character traits that are keeping you from making that full connection of direct light, returning light, and Hashem? Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu, yodea ta'alumot, shinkufav tzadiyotav. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper, we'll now count this Omer in the third method, that of the Sephirot themselves. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat ha'omer, kedei letacharenu, miklipotenu, umitumatenu, kimo shekataltu, shekatavta, betoratach usvartem lachem, HaShabbat miyom haviyachem et omer HaTenufa sheva shabbatot tamimot tihiyena Ad memacharad HaShabbat hashvi'it hasefiru Chamishim yom kidei sheitacharu Nafshot Amcha Yisrael Mizoch HaMa'atam Uvechen Tehi Ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Elohei Wahei Eloheinu Elohei Avoteinu Shebizkut Sefirat HaOmer Shesafarti HaYom Yitukan ma shebagamti besefira. Chesed shebeyesod. Chesed is loving kindness. Yesod is foundation. Yesod is creativity. Yesod is creation. Yesod is a channel for all of the upper light and energy into the physical world. Yesod is a channel for everything that is returning from the physical world to the upper worlds. Loving kindness in the frame of creation is creation. An aspect of love? That's a question that needs to be asked. It's a question that each individual needs to answer for themselves.
Amen, Selah. Shavuot Tov.
class this evening is a Zohar class on the Parasha of Behar. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. That link opens up to a list of all of the parashas. Scroll down to the Zohar on Parashat Behar. When you open up that landing page, scroll down to Section 7, Part 2. Last year, we started Section 7. And we're completing that this year. It's Pasuk 37 is where we will start. Does anyone have any questions before we begin? I will begin with a Hashem Yehud. Hashem Yehud, Kud Shabri, Hu, Mishkin, Te, Bifilu, Erhimu, Filu, Ud, Filu, Erhimu, Le'ahta, Hashem Yehud, He, Bavav, He, Yehuda, Shalim, Bishem, Kol Yisrael, Limud, Torah, Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononei Ru. Beyond Hu Din Kared Yekol Ucha Barichu Ushkin Te Bekol Sefira Us Sira, Ulgachal Anfin, Din Chorin, Chanan Mim Chon, Kegar Min, Begidin, Yod, Uvasar, Detalyan, Min Gufa, Viant, Letzlach, Gufa, Velavra, Evarim, Beleid lecha nupa, Ela echad bila sheni, Yehei reyava bila. Bikarev ant shakinta, Legabei kudsha barichu, Bekol dargin deinun atzilut, Bila deinun. Nishmatim Devale Midot Nasiyeh Yisrael Chachamim Nevonim Chasidim Giborim Anshei Emet Nevi'im Tzadikim Milachim Kulu Neatzelut Ve'it Acharanin Divriya. The translation. It is you who joins and unites the Holy One, blessed be He, and His Shekhinah, Tiferet, with Malchut, in each and every Sephirah, within them, in all the branches of lights that hang from them, like bones and sinews, skin and flesh. The secret of Hachma and Bina, Tiferet and Malchut, that come from the body. Tiferet, which is the body. But you have no body. You have no limbs, which are Sephirot. You have no female, but are one without a second. May it please you to draw the Shekhinah near the Holy One. Blessed be He. In all the graves that are her atzilut, the souls of the virtuous, namely men who conceive the graves of the ten sephirot, the rulers of Israel, the Keter, the sages, Chachma, the intelligent, Bina, the pious, Chesed, the mighty, Giburah, men of truth, Tiferet, prophets, Netzach and Hod, the righteous, Yesod, the kings, and Malchut. They all pertain to the 10 Sephirot of Atzilut, and there are others of the 10 Sephirot of Briah. I'm just going to read that in the reverse. The rulers of Israel are the Keter. The sages are Chachma. The intelligent are Bina. The pious are Chesed. The mighty are Giburah. The men of truth are Tiferet. The prophets are Netzach and Hod. The righteous are Yesod. The kings are Malchut. They all pertain to the 10 Sephirot of Atzilut. And please note, before I read the written commentary, the difference between the rulers of Israel and the kings. My commentary. This is describing the inner essence of men and where they have grown on the spiritual level. Which Sephirah in which world? Pasuk 38. Tishkin ta'ihi karban shemen hamishcha mimina shemen la maor kigon et hamaor hagadol shemen mishcha kodesh Ihu misitra tismala deit barba vekidashta et halevim shemen ketikatit ihi misitra tzadik ihu kachit kadyesh ketishin me'evarim Deinun zeitin liachata mishcha Degabei petila petila techla Ugmura mitaman ihi yira Uvim shomrin hamikdash. The translation. For the Shekinah is an offering, the secret of the anointing oil. On the right there is oil for the light, as in the greater luminary. Chesed, the holy anointing oil, is on the left side, which is Giburah, of which it says that you shall consecrate the Levites. The beaten oil is from the side of the righteous, Yesod, the central column that feeds finely the limbs, which are olives, to produce oil to the wick. The wick is blue and signifies the lower Giburah, namely Malchut. Whence fear comes, whence awe comes. The Levites, the aspect of Giburah, guard the temple. By commentary. When a human being brings an offering, a sacrifice to the temple, it is causing the Shekhinah to be brought close to the Holy One through the anointing oil from the priest and the anointing oil on the Levites. Remember, there is no disappearance in spirituality. The oil from the olives and the lighting of the menorah are also included in this unification. Pasuk 39. Umitaman pikuda lira min hamikdash Ihu mitzvah alevim Vamikdash pekada mishmarot levim Divine Levine Radehi Shri Ravazim Ra Shehom Lashem Tadakada Im Shri Ravazim Ra Kafra Behushvan Yadalad Babdalad Vyavadreya Pikudaihi Mitzvat Ketoret Tamid Likud Shabrihu Uktok Tetoret Kedar Benah. The translation. This is the origin of the mitzvah of fearing the temple. It is the mitzvah concerning the service of the Levites in the temple, in the 24 watches of the Levites, in which the Levites sang chants and hymns before you, with which to raise the Shekhinah, called chanting and singing to Hashem. 24 to 26, as the numerical value of Yud Hey Vav Hey, and the mitzvah that follows it is the mitzvah of the daily incense to the Holy One, blessed be He. And the burning of the incense is like a sacrifice. My commentary. The Zohar in this pasuk is returning to the list of mitzvot. It is a mitzvah to fear and have awe of the temple. It is a mitzvah to have the Levites serve in the temple, followed by burning the incense. Pasuk 40. Uhi shit et haola benita ota lin kahecha beemurin uftarin deinun mitach lin kol halayla inun kapara beevarin begufa pilein benafsheya Delayetokun, the Gehinom, Delayet Masrun, Bidad Malach, Hamavet, Ugin de Barnash, Habayetzer, Ha, Tehu Tziponi, Haki Shechitato, Batsafon Leshezava, And he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into its pieces, the limbs and the fats that are consumed all night upon the altar, atone for the limbs of the body of the sacrificing man and his soul, so that they will not burn in Gehinnom, they'll be delivered into the hand of the angel of death. Since man sins by the evil inclination, the northern one, of which it says, but I will remove far off from you the northern one. It is slaughtered on the north side to save him from that northern one. My commentary. In the burning of the sacrifice on the altar, there are specific instructions as to the order and actions that the priest performs. This is what this pasuk is explaining, why the limbs and fats are burned on the northern part of the altar. The north is connected to Giburah, connected to judgment, connected to the Malach HaMavet, the angel of death. Pasuk 41. Ukar banin tobehu kal v'chomer binbim v'yagid torayhu shen Hashem unbu'a Mar Baruch Hashem, Tanichenu, In Kodalav Komare, Shekilim, Elav called Nevi'im, Shekilim Deit Nevi'im, Din Vua Dilchon Dilvushin Demalka, Tehaki Hu Oraita, Deav, Baal, Dibbe Alpi, Kamamare Sefeko Tupe Rukin, Bilbu Shadimalka. The translation. It is so for the sacrifices. Thus, how much more so concerning the prophets, that through the Torah, though the Torah is the name of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and it says of prophecy, the Spirit of Hashem gave them rest. For all that, not all the sages of the Torah are equal, nor are all the prophets equal. The prophecies of some prophets pertain to the king's garments, namely in the world of Yetzirah, called a garment. It is the same for the oral law. Some people raise doubts and explanations from the king's garments, from Yetzirah. My commentary. Being a prophet means that the prophet acts as a sacrifice for the nation to achieve unity. When we lost prophecy, we also lost the channel to bring unity, and it must be done by unifications performed by individual sages of the generation or by the individual people themselves. Pasuk 42. Vid acharanim disalkin yatir be'evarim digufa demalka Deit marbechon v'ere v'ra'iti v'amara'e b'anin Hashem shemati shimacha yareti v'shmi'a yechezkel istachluteya Unviuteya me'anim chavakuk me'udin bishmiya uginda yecheskel chazar kol ilim ve'arot b'merkava mirayayo biriyaya Ben HaShekel Chavakuk Bishmiya Deit Neviya Deutin Vuateya Befuma Haidikir Vayiga Alpi Nevua Karamerecha Dechotama Ahidikti v'tavo v'charuach v'yitin v'uateya v'yad ahidikti v'yad chanvim adamer v'acharanim lifnim v'chaye hamelech v'acharanim Leave me. Some prophets are superior in the prophecies, which are from the limbs of the king's body, namely of the grades of the world of Briah, called the body. Of them it says, and I saw, since they prophesy through eyesight, which is Chachmah. Also, Hashem, I have heard the report of you, and I was afraid, pertains to hearing, namely Bina. Ezekiel saw and prophesied from the eyes, and Habakkuk from ears by hearing. Ezekiel therefore saw all the sights of the divine chariot in the vision of his mind's eye. Habakkuk by hearing, as he said, Hashem, I have heard the report of you, and I was afraid. There is a prophecy coming from the mouth, which is in Malchut, as it is written, and he laid it upon my mouth. Another prophecy comes from the breath of the nose, Tiferet, as it says, and a spirit, also breath, entered into me. There is he who prophesies from the hand, Gevurah, as is written, and used similes by the hands of the prophets. All these grades pertain to the world of Briah. There are some inside the king's life.
Are we disconnected? Is it just me that's disconnected?